Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95 BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
2 years ago this week, severe flash flooding occurred across Tāmaki Makaurau, causing widespread destruction and damage across the city. The storm dumped 307 millimetres, more than half a year's worth of rainfall, across 4 days, forcing over 600 people into emergency accommodation, as up to 10,000 properties flooded. 4 people died from the catastrophe as emergency teams rushed to over 700 calls for help. I caught up with Councillor Julie Ferry about Council's recovery progress 2 years on and about the work that is still being done. So the Auckland anniversary floods and storms were 2 years ago this week, so I thought we could check in on Council's progress on recovery. Council has completed over 80% of its priority activities now. What activities were included in that priority list that has so far been achieved?
So one of the big things has been the putting in place of the Storm Recovery Fund, which we did not in the last budget, but the budget before. We asked people, would they be okay with an extra amount of money on the rate, 1%, which would raise $20 million a year for 10 years, so $20 million each year, to spend on increasing our clearing of drains, increasing our visits to people to let them know that they need to deal with having too much concrete on their property and helping them with that, as well as the other sort of storm recovery stuff. So there's sort of the recovery and then there's the getting ready for next time as well. And so that's been a really big achievement, and that's now well underway and well in place, and those programs are all sort of bedded in and becoming business as usual for the whole organisation, which is great. The other big thing that people will have seen a lot of in the media has been the buyouts of the homes that we've determined are too unsafe, unfortunately, to continue to live in. So the land is too prone to flooding or landslide. And we've, at this stage, done, I think, around 80% of those buyouts as well. So settled, you know, assessed the homes, negotiated with the homeowners, settled them, and are now in the process of those settlements going through and deconstruction beginning on those properties. We're also at the moment developing a future land strategy for that land that we're purchasing, and we'll be, as councillors and the mayor, looking at that in the next month or two about, okay, what are the okay temporary uses for this land that will still be safe for people while we work through the significant stormwater works that we need to do with a lot of this land ahead of having all of that completed, which will probably take 10, 15 years, and then what other end uses that could be put to, this land could be put to, if they're not needed for that stormwater work. So it's been a huge undertaking, a lot of support to individual whānau as well, and that's still happening in some cases too. I think about half the families that we supported are still getting support through the Navigator Service.
And you've kind of signalled a couple of examples within that answer, but would you be able to elaborate on some of the next key focuses for Council in this recovery process?
Yeah, so we had to do, we hadn't actually signed off on our, what's called the Group Emergency Management Plan for Auckland. We're supposed to, by law, we have to do one every 5 years, and we actually hadn't done one because it got caught up with all the COVID stuff and we've been allowed to delay it. And so there's been a massive undertaking to actually upgrade all of our internal processes about emergency management, make sure that we have enough people who are trained, you know, who have day jobs with council but then have the background training that they can step in. And so that's really embedding that and making that part of how we operate all the time. That's one of the challenges for the next little while, because it's really easy in the aftermath of something to go, oh, well, everybody needs this training, or we need to have more people doing this role. But then when the next drought comes, which you know, we're supposed to be having a drier year this year, it doesn't feel that way at the moment, when the next drought comes, we don't forget and then reduce our investment in this work. Which, if people remember, just before the storms hit, there was actually a proposal in that budget to significantly reduce our spending on storm damage and storm preparation, which then very quickly before we signed off on that budget got reinstated, because it became clear, actually, no, we still need this money, we still need this investment. And one of the other big things is going to be ongoing investment in the stormwater infrastructure in particular, which has been neglected. And that's something I'm particularly passionate about and have been for some years, because I've seen a number of those really cool local community stormwater projects where actually it looks like a park to the community and they get a really cool park out of it, but actually it's there to soak up water, to store water when there's too much of it for the system, and to divert it from homes. And we saw a number of the projects that I've worked on in Roskill do that really successfully during those big storm events 2 years ago. So more of that, which takes time and thought and effort, and there's two major ones underway at the moment in Mangere, and more to come.
And of course, Mangawhai residents awoke early on Sunday morning to what appeared to be a tornado that had ripped through the town and left a trail of destruction behind. Although this area comes under the Kaipara District Council, how concerning is it to you to see this event happen 2 years on from the Auckland storms?
I think that part of it is that, unfortunately, extreme weather events are now not so rare, and that is part of climate change, and we've known that for years, and we've watched it get worse and worse for years, and unfortunately that's going to continue. So the key is really how we prepare for it, and I know that there were some concerns that people weren't warned that there might be specifically a tornado. The reality is that getting the communication and the warnings right and that stuff is really hard, because if Kaipara District had said, hey, it could be a tornado, then of course people want to know where. Now, tornadoes hit very, very small. They're not like the American tornadoes, which are massive. These are relatively small tornadoes. They cut a destructive path, but it's often not a very wide path. And so if you gave a warning to the wrong area, if you were just and said, hey, look out, there might be some, then you're potentially scaring a lot of people. There's a lot of conversations and education we still need to do in that space with the community, getting our comms right and that kind of thing, so that people can feel prepared but also really properly warned of what the risks and the dangers might be. And so we've been doing some work around the natural hazards plan change that we want to do. We've been sort of unfortunately delayed in that a bit by central government changes to legislation. That means we're not able to progress it as quickly as we'd like, because at the moment we have people who can get consents to build on land that we know from the flooding probably they shouldn't be building residential on, but at the moment we actually can't stop it because we need to get the plan changed through. And part of that's been a conversation about risk appetite. You know, at what point do we say, well, if you want to build on land that you know is risky coming in and you're prepared to do that, then how much of that is on you and how much of that is on the council to say actually you can't build there? There's got to be a line somewhere where it's one person, it's a responsibility for the people building and potentially buying later, and where it's a responsibility of the council, and working out that balance is really hard.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry speaking to me about Auckland Council's progress on storm recovery 2 years on from the Auckland anniversary floods.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the bay.